And we are back at it again. It is so good to have everybody here for another episode of Solving None of the World's Problems. Just a quick few things before we get into it. Just remember, if you've got some world problems you'd like us to attempt to solve, you can always email us at solvingnoneoftheworldsproblems@gmail.com. You can also hit us up on Twix, Twitter, X, whatever, at Snotwip, S-N-O-T-W-P. I just wanted to get through that shit quickly. Also rate us 5 stars if you like us. It helps us get out there. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, do it now.
So we've been gone for a couple weeks here, and apologies, but for a very good reason. You've got some big life-changing news there, Lamb Jazz, that we're going to briefly touch on.
Yes, I have spawned a child.
A child. Congratulations. Another little Lamb Jazz out there, which is exciting. We're obviously not going to use his real name in here. We're going to call him Spawn. How about that? We just call him
Spawn.
Yeah,
just Spawn.
Little Spawn.
That's great.
And with this news, I want to introduce a new segment I'm going to attempt. And if you guys like it, please let us know. If you don't like it, also let us know. I'm going to call it Toasty's Terrible Parenting Tips, because I'm not a parent. I don't have a kid. I've never had a kid. And I'm going to give the worst parental advice.
I think this is amazing.
As possible to help him out. So my first bit of parenting advice, you know, little Spawn, he's a few days old now. There's a very important thing you need to do. This is my first parenting advice. We're going to do one each week for you. So my first advice is you need to assert dominance now. And how you're going to do that is you're going to beat him. Just once, and he'll know. He'll know. He'll know you're the dominant one. And to listen to everything you say as little Spawn grows up. So
do you have to put him in the bathtub?
Just piss him just once. You only need to do it once, and he'll know.
Where does it have to happen?
You know what? That's the beauty of the ceremony. However you want to do it. You want to put a tarp down. You want to invite some people over to watch while you do it for the first time. It's really up to you. Actually, maybe not invite people over, because that encourages some.
Yeah, no, let's not invite anyone.
Anyways.
You get arrested.
Yeah, we're not going any further down that road. That is my weekly advice for you. Now let's move on to some actual topics. We've got a lot of shit going on. Anything you want to bring up before we dive into some of the ridiculous?
I never linked to it. I'll just bring it up now. It was like, I don't know where it was exactly. It was like somewhere in America.
Yeah.
And it was like someone had a nighttime camera. Like, I don't know if it was a Ring door camera or maybe it was something a bit higher resolution at night. But you can see houses and then all you can see is this laser going across the town. You know what I mean? So picture black night sky and then you see this laser going down. But it's not like your average laser where someone's using it. It's like coming from the sky down, you know what I mean? So my Twitter feed has been, the last 2 days I've been seeing people speculate about what that was, if it was like some satellite or whatever. Now, me being me, I think a couple of people that have commented on it makes sense. They're like, oh, NASA do this all the time. It's not visible to the naked eye, it's just the camera picks it up, obviously, somehow. But apparently they've said that NASA do this kind of stuff, measuring certain things from satellites or whatever. And then, of course, the other side of Twitter is like, no, it's the government. So I just wanted to bring up that was really the only thing I've seen the last couple of days. The reason I brought it up was because there was another laser spotted somewhere else. I think it might have been in Hawaii before all them fires or something. So, of course, the conspiracy theories are out the door. But, yeah, I don't know. But
lasers are starting fires
or something?
It's
strange.
Well, I got nothing to say about that. It's
just
there's lasers all over the fucking planet these days with all kinds of different shit. A lot of signals are lasers, just invisible lasers.
Well, that is true. That is very true.
So, I mean,
it's not something that scares me.
Goes back to just conspiracy theorists wanting to think that there's more to the world that explains why they suck so much. I think is the best way to explain it. They suck at life, and they want anything to blame but themselves. They're like, it's the government's laser's fault that I'm lazy and I hit women and nobody wants to be with me now.
I hit women.
It's the government turning me into an asshole.
Well, they always say, you know, it's easier to blame someone else for your problems.
It's the government's laser fault that I buy two adult meals and have that for breakfast. their fault. I'm fat.
Could you imagine? It's oh no, that's horrible. That is horrible. There's people who live like that.
It's and you can imagine like some of these guys who are like super anti-gay, and then it turns out they're super gay, and like it's the government's laser that's made me gay.
It's not the frog water; it's the lasers.
Maybe it's the frog water too. It can't be just lasers, you know.
Oh yeah, in a perfect world, it's everything.
It's everybody's fault but mine. That's really the definition of a lot of people from modern society right now. It's everybody else's fault but mine.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault I'm in a crap job. It's society.
It's not my fault that I go to seedy bars and go to where the glory holes are and suck off a random stranger. It's not my fault I'm seeking this shit out. It's the government that's making me do this. All right. So, let's see here. A lot of really pointless shit this week. It's been not a great week for topics, and that's fine. I want to touch on that Amazon driver video, though, that you showed me.
Yeah.
That, I have some questions for this fucking guy. Like, and this is not just, this stems into a lot of stuff, is, do you drive at all? Do you have a license?
No.
All right. Well, me as a driver, one thing I've noticed is a lot of people don't look both fucking ways. When they're crossing the street, they're focused on their phone. They don't even look both ways at all. It's like people want you to hit them or something. I'm not really sure. And that brings me to this. So to explain the video you sent me was an Amazon driver who crossed railroad tracks and his fucking van got hit by a train. But when like it is so close that if guy was even like half a meter back, he'd probably be dead.
Oh, it is crazy. I've never seen a real life video like that. You know, like that. It's almost like a movie. It's that close.
Yeah, exactly. It was movie close. Like, here's the thing. Like, as a driver out there, any driver at all, you're crossing railroad tracks. You always look both ways. That shit, like so many people these days don't look both ways as if they're ready to die or something. I'm not really sure. I don't get it. Like, people are just don't care about their lives anymore. This guy didn't look both ways. How do you not fucking see that? That's a train coming. You do not go. There's no way he didn't see it. Like, it looked like a pretty open area, too. How the fuck did he not see a train? How? That's what I want to know.
There is a lot of problems with people. They don't have patience for the wait for them. Signs,
but that's
signals
just it, though. They need to get a smidgen of patience, or they're gonna die. This guy should be dead. Like, I really hope he's had like a fucking awakening with how close that was. That's like one of those near death things where you're like, holy shit, I need to change my life, but instead I'm not going to, and then I'm gonna blame the government lasers for it.
No, it is that would change my life. I'll be straight into church the next day, bro. The next hour.
Right? That's crazy. Fucking... People are dumb, man. And it just doesn't... I don't understand how... Like, everyone was raised to look both fucking ways. Do you not want to die? Like,
He was an Amazon driver, so he's probably worked to the bone. He's probably stressed out.
Oh, dude. They are worked to fucking the bone. That's for sure.
Maybe he's just zoned out of it and just... I don't know. Didn't see it and... That's it. Just got lucky. Now, I would like to know, like, what way are Amazon looking at that, you know? Or
they're going to blame him. 100%. Like, it's going to be all his fault.
Is he fired? Is he going to have to pay back something? Like, what way is that going
to work? I think I have a non-disclosure. Maybe. I don't remember. But I don't give a fuck. You know what? They can... Any company that wants a non-disclosure about how they treat their fucking employees
are fucking assholes. No.
And the fact is, they don't give a shit about people. They feign this caring about safety just so that way if anything happens at all in any way, shape, or form, they can blame you. It's your fault. It's not the company's fault for working you to bone with bullshit hours and not giving enough time to go to the bathroom and everything else. Like, Amazon drivers have it fucking rough. Really fucking rough. And Amazon doesn't give a fuck. They treat people like absolute shit.
Yeah, I think so, broadly as well, it was not just Amazon. These delivery, I remember seeing a video, I don't know, it was a couple of years ago, maybe, I think it was when I still lived in Canada, and it was delivery drivers complaining how hot it was and they didn't have AC and they could literally cook steaks in the car, like in the truck that they were driving.
I'm surprised they can afford steaks with the bullshit they're paid.
I don't know if it was in the States or whatever, but it was one of the top like couriers, and the vans were like broke and didn't have AC and they were literally were able to cook eggs in the car and everything. So I don't know, I think it's just people paying, shitty companies taking advantage. We've brought it up many times, like, you know, it's just
all companies these days. They want to pay people as little as possible and work them as, they want slaves. They want slaves. So they're trying to fight for, and this is not just Amazon, this is all big companies these days. They're trying to fucking make it to get as close to slavery as they can. That's what they really want. They somehow want you to be a slave, but buy their products.
Well, that's, you know, it. Well, talk, it is. It's modern day slavery. A big, big,
like,
big.
People hate. People hate this fucking, like, there's so much hate you hear about, like, raising minimum wage, but people don't fucking understand. When you raise minimum wage, people have more money to spend on shit. They're going to spend more at your business when they're paid more. When people are paid more in general, they're going to spend more. You know, people, businesses are, like, restaurants right now here in Edmonton are just fucking having a tough time. That's because everything's expensive as shit and nobody wants to pay
people a living wage.
Because when people have a living wage and they're able to actually spend on fun, guess where they're going
to
fucking go? The restaurant.
To the shop.
They're
exactly.
Go to the restaurants. They're going to buy shit. If they can't afford to buy shit, you know what they're going to do? They're going to fucking squeeze every penny together and buy shit as cheaply as possible and not go to restaurants. And they're not going to buy products. They're not going to do this. You want people to fucking buy? Well, guess what? You're going to have to pay. I've seen so many of these graphs about, like, fucking inflation, the prices of stuff versus the increase of wages and shit. And, like, it's astronomically bad. How far apart it is now compared to how it was before.
How it was before, yeah.
Because wages have barely gone up in comparison.
I feel like there will be a breaking point eventually.
Oh, there will be. You know, I hear these people about eat the rich, and I mean, well, I don't know if that's the best way to go, but it's going to go that way. You know, these rich people keep pushing shit to make as much money as possible for as little as, and to pay as little as possible. There's going to be a fucking breaking point, and it's not going to end well. Oh, anyways, let's move on from this depressing shit. Like, what are we even fucking talking about that led to this?
I don't know. It's just, it was the Amazon guy getting nearly hit by the truck.
Right, yeah.
That's
fucking, you just get me going. And there's one thing I want to talk about that's kind of been holding on to for a few weeks. But, like, so for my job, I work in the field and, like, I do door knocking, basically. So, door to door. So, I have to use public bathrooms from time to time. They're the lifeblood of my job, or else, you know, I'm pooping in my car or something, and, well, nobody wants that.
Yeah.
But there's an epidemic of men out there who pee on the seat and don't fucking clean up after themselves. Like, it's unbelievable. No. There was one time I was at a Tim Hortons, and fucking guy walks out of the toilet, and there's pee everywhere on the seat. Like, he literally went out of his way to piss on that seat. And I wish I had walked out and given him shit, because, like, this is a grown man, too. This guy was in his 40s or 50s. Like, how the fuck are you that much of an inconsiderate piece of shit? And it's just a few people. It's a lot of people.
It's a lot. And it's not, it just doesn't just stem to urine. I have been in malls in America. I've walked into the toilet.
Just side note before we continue. I love how you pronounce urine. Urine.
Oh, okay. I have been in these situations, walked into a mall shop, a mall toilet, and there has not been urine. There has been literal shit stains on the toilet seat.
Oh, that's so gross.
So, I don't know what these people are doing or how in life.
They're just absolute pieces of shit. That's what they are.
Of course, if it's a child, if it's someone who's intellectually not there, whatever, fine. But if you're a grown-ass man with a beard and a life, or no beard,
only
or whatever,
have beards?
Just, no, I didn't mean like that. Just why? Why? I have seen some horrid bathrooms. It's just, dude, it's horrible. Like, it is fucking
my
disgusting.
Policy when it comes to public bathroom use is it should be as if someone were to try to figure out if I use that bathroom, they wouldn't even know I was there. That's my policy.
Exactly.
Like, you know, I go in there. If I make any slight mess, I'm cleaning it up. Because no one else should have
to
handle
my shit. No one has
to deal
with your
shit.
Yeah.
Because you know me, I shit all over the seats. Like, I can't help myself.
Yeah, I know. Because of the Reddit egotistical.
All over the seats. I can't stop myself. But I still clean up after myself. But, and then that's just it, though. Because no one should have to know I was ever there. And even as I leave, you know, if someone comes into the bathroom and they see I've used this bathroom, I have to kill them because people can't
know
I was there.
I know how they fix it. I know how we fix this problem.
How do we fix this whole problem then?
Someone comes into the stall. The stall senses that there is fecal matter on the seat. The door locks and they can't get out.
Until they clean it.
Until either
or
they clean it.
They can crawl on the pissy floor to get out.
Oh, I like this. Or they have to clean it, or it gets to the point where the toilet will start to flood and the water will rise.
Oh my gosh, so like the stall will lock up, so there's no way to crawl out, there's no holes or anything, and it's just going to drown them in their own piss and shit.
Yeah, so they have
to. Not a terrible idea. This is not a terrible idea. I actually like this a lot. It's a lot better than what I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
If they don't clean them after themselves, we cut their penises off.
I mean, think about it. If you're in a state of mind where you can't even clean after yourself, I don't think you should be. You shouldn't be allowed.
You should
to
not
reproduce.
Be allowed to participate
you allowed
in society.
To have fun. Yeah, exactly.
You stay at home. You go nowhere else.
Yeah.
Oh, and this reminds me of this fucking video that just really that came out like a couple weeks ago here in Edmonton, where there was this guy and his wife and kids. I'm not sure if you saw this video. I'm going to pause this for a second. We're going to pause it here, and then we'll be right back in the podcast. So he's at a McDonald's drive-thru. They made an order, and they had to wait a minute because they're making their food fresh. But they're trying to, they've already paid, but now they're demanding to get their money back. Basically, they're trying to scam this McDonald's. They want cash back. They won't take debit back.
Bro, the woman in the passenger seat, Toasty.
Yeah.
She's full on, like, the dude is recording, and she's full on, oh, we're going to sue you. Yeah, and you're going to, you and your family are going to have to go back to where you're from. Like, what fuck?
They're pieces of shit. They're just trying to scare her. That's all they're trying to do.
Yeah,
it's a scare tactic to get her to do exactly what they want.
Yeah, so I'm done watching the video.
Shit. Yeah, we're back, people, obviously, by the conversation here. So, the guy fucking, so for people who are unsure, there's a McDonald's video out there. What the fuck is it? The embarrassed for them. And they're like at a McDonald's here in Edmonton where they bought something and they had to wait a minute for it to be made fresh for them. And then they wanted their money back via cash, not debit. They paid by debit and wanted cash back, which sounds suspicious as fuck.
So suspicious. Big time.
So they're recording the McDonald's worker. And the fucking guy claims, like, oh, my 50,000 followers on Instagram are going to see this, blah, 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 blah. As it turns out, he has, like, 50 followers, maybe. And then his wife's a huge bitch and, like, threatening to get this person sent back to their country. Like, some really shitty fucking tactics. Fucking assholes. So, aftermath. Guy's full of shit, as many people know. His wife has since been fired from her job. They figured out who she is, and she's been fired. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
like, you can't do this shit online anymore and not expect to get shit on. You know? Like, I'm
glad you showed me this because I feel like nowadays, especially, there's so many of these videos. It's like, this person is literally just working. She's working in a McDonald's trying to make ends meet. And you two fuckers.
And she's not even in her home country. She came here for a better fucking life. And then she's got local assholes treating her like shit. This is not epidemic of just Canada. This is like, epidemic's probably the worst word to use for that. But it's in the U.S. It's in all countries in the
everywhere.
World. People don't
like
foreigners. Some people, most people, like, I love foreigners. I think they're great, and they're a great addition to the country, in my opinion, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, so fuck these people. They got in trouble. And
they got found out, and that's, you know, fuck around, find out. There you go.
They fucked ending. Around, and boy, did they find out. One thing I forgot to touch on is we got a shit ton of snow here, dude. Like, I'm talking really? More than a foot. More than a foot.
Oh, shit.
Shit got buried. Like, damn. It was unfucking believable.
Is it still there? Is it mostly cleared now?
Oh, we still got lots of snow all over the place. It's been about a week since it fell.
Oh, okay.
But it's like, but it's still, nonstop. Yeah, plus, yeah. We're getting more today, apparently, and it's snowing pretty hard. Like, it's been really nice, warm here for months now, for most of winter. But now, it seems like winter's like, all right, time to catch up. And boy, is winter catching up.
Which Holy is kind shit. Of funny, because that groundhog came out and was like, oh, yo, you know, spring's coming early.
Well, I mean, if spring's coming early, it's gonna winter's got to get its last fucking grasp in before shit comes to an end. And boy, is it coming hard. It is just snow.
She sent me pictures when it's partially. Really bad. I love snow.
It's cold as shit for a bit there, too. It's still cold. Like, we've had above zero temperatures for quite a while. And it's been awesome. But now it's like most days is a minus 15 to 16 Celsius.
Ew.
So, you know.
That's disgusting.
That's not even the worst. Like, I live in Canada, dude. We've had minus 40. Minus 40. Oh,
my God. Hell, how do you function with that?
You don't. You're safe wise. You should not be out in the cold that long. It is very dangerous for you. Kind of. Actually, you know what? There's one more story I kind of wanted to touch on a little bit that I posted in our little topics room there. And it should be the most recent one. Yeah. This mom in Ireland, she lost an $800,000 disability case after photos emerged of her winning a Christmas tree tossing competition. So about a year ago, she was rear-ended. And she was claiming she couldn't pick up her children. She couldn't do her job. She ended up quitting her job. And she's claiming that all this is going to lose her over $500,000. And then this fucking person. Now, maybe she is hurt. Maybe she was hurt. Because her claim is the reason she did this is she still wants to feel she can live her life through the pain. Fine. But if you have a case about your disability and pain, don't fucking toss a 5-foot Christmas tree. Don't fucking do it. Even if you want to live your life, you want to win that fucking case, don't do that shit. Like, it's such a simple thing. And she lost because of this one picture, because she won that fucking competition too. So they're basically just like, despite your injury, looks like you could win the competition. Like, maybe she's in pain. Maybe she's having a tough time. She fucked herself. She fucked herself big time.
Why is this a thing? Why are they throwing Christmas trees? Regardless, she got fucking caught red-handed.
I don't know. There could be a tradition or a competition and around it, and that's just what happened, basically. And maybe she's done the competition before. I don't know. But she should not have tossed a fucking Christmas tree. Because there was hilarious. Pictures in newspapers of her winning this competition. Like, she fucked herself. She fucked herself big time.
Not also, like, in Ireland as well, if you fuck around with, like, social benefits like that. Oh, they'll make you pay it back, even if it's $1. Even if it's $1 a day, like, they will say, "Oh, you will pay us back." And basically, she gets from now on, they'll basically take a percentage.
If she's fucking the system and just trying to be a lazy bitch.
She being a bitch, yeah. No,
but
I agree.
Just it. If she is, she could be in pain. She could be in pain. You know?
But, I mean, logically, if you're in pain, I don't think you're throwing a fucking Christmas tree.
But here's the thing, though. Even if you are in pain, you can do little things. Like, maybe doing a one-time toss for a competition for fun, just to feel alive. You know, you'll fight through the pain. People have fought through pain all the time to do different things. So, she could be in pain, but doing this competition really doesn't help her case. At all. And hence why she lost. And
she got completely caught out.
All right, well, I think that is a good place to wrap things up for today. Anything else you want to add before we say goodbye for another week?
No. Well, there was. I did make the Facebook page for the podcast. I made it a couple of weeks ago, but I haven't really. I uploaded like one thing to it, and I kind of forgot about it. But yeah, it's on Facebook now.
Solving none of the world's problems.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. I'll send you following it myself. Oh, you don't send me a link. I can find it. I'm an adult. You know, my job in like a lot of internet shit, like people ask me the dumbest fucking questions. when you could so easily Google this shit. There's so many things people can't look up for themselves when we have these phones. Everybody has these fucking phones right in their pockets, but they ask me, and when I say I don't know, I have to look it up for some reason. That's
crazy. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, just fucking look shit up yourself. I can find it myself. You do not have to send it to me. If I have trouble, then I'll say, hey, Lamb Jazz, can you invite me to the group?
But exactly, I don't need it.
I assume. Let's see if I can find it right now. Solving none of the worlds. I spelled worlds wrong. Worlds. I still spelled worlds wrong. Jesus, what is wrong with me? There we go. Problems. There it is. It's the only one. Perfect. Find us on Facebook. Join us. And you know what? We can use the Facebook page to start sharing the links and other shit we talk about, too, if people want to check it out. Great way to keep it going. So, yeah, hit us up on Facebook. You can message us there. You can also hit us up on
Twix.
Twitter. Twix. X. Whatever. At Snotwip, S-N-O-T-W-P, and also email us at solvingnoneoftheworldsproblems@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us for another great week.
Thank you.
Bye.